Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yechiel Spira. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilui Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
Bava Metzia, Daf Yud Dalet. The Gemara brings Amar Shmuel, my time of the Rabbanon. What's the reason why the Rabbanon hold that you can't give back a shtar, even though it doesn't say Achrayis in the shtar? So the Gemara says that they hold Savri Achrayis to a Sefer. They hold that even if it doesn't say Achrayis in the shtar, to toss of the Sefer, and therefore, you could be given from Lekuchas, even though it's not Mefurish in the Shtar, that there's any Achrayas that you could go and be given from Lekuchas. So the Gemara asks, Astira, Omele Rav Bar I, Lerav Idi Bar Oven, Amir Mashmol Hochiv, Amir Mashmol Shvach Shvar B'Shibod Tzorech Limolech. That if you want to write Achrayas of Shibod of Achrayas, you have to ask the Mishchayev first. You have to ask him if he wants to be Mekabel Achrayas before you write it. So the Gemara asks, "The Chayit is Stira." Leave a man to Omar Ha, lo Yomar Ha. And the Gemara answers, "Like Kasha, Kam Bishtari Alva, lo Yavin Eshuzi Bechti, Buy a Shtar Alva, where a person wants to make sure to get back his money. He's not just giving his money to someone. So he needs to have a Chayis. He needs to have some way to be guaranteed his Chayit to be paid up. Mashakin Kam Mekcho Memkar, the Ovid Inish Zavin Ara lo Yomi. By Mekcho Memkar, we're over there, a person could be, he's giving the body to be kind of the Sada for right now. It's not muchach from the fact that he's being kind of the Sada that he wants Achrayas. And therefore, and the Gemara brings a rhyme, first of Maisa with Shmuel, that we say Achrayas to a Sefer is only by Shtari Alva, not by Shtari Mekach HaMemkar. By Shtari Mekach HaMemkar, as long as you don't write the first and the start at this Achrayas, if the person goes and is Tayyar of the Sada, Halacha is that you can't come back and be good. So the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ritva, they speak out that this that the Gemara says Achrayas Tayyar Seferu, it doesn't mean that we assume that the person spoke out the Achrayas, and even though it's not the first in the Shtar, we assume that the Sefer made a mistake and he didn't write it. But what would happen if we have Eidos, we have a clear Raya that the person wasn't Mekabel Achrayas? So maybe you could say that, no, that's not Nichol and Din of Achrayas Tayyar Sefer. The whole Din of Achrayas Tayyar Sefer may be just a halacha that we assume that the person spoke out the Achrayas. But says the Rashba, says the Ritva, it's not the Pshat. The Pshat is that even if he didn't speak out, the Umdara is that he wants Achrayas. That by Ashtar Alva, since like Shadi Idish Zuzi Bechti, the Umdara is that he wants Achrayas, that he wants to be able to be given from the Karka, even if the person goes and sells it. And the Rashi Ritva, they say they bring a raya, because if the halacha just would be that we assume that he made a mistake, so what was the Gemara's kashava? Omar Shmuel Shvar Shvach Shvar B'Shibet Tzarech Limolech. Of course, Tzarech Limolech. In order for a sefer to write down the Achrayas, he has to first hear from the Mishchayev that he wants Achrayas. Because if not, you can't write Achrayas. If the whole ending of Achrayas to a sefer just is that we assume that the sefer made a mistake, then it's pashut that of course the sefer before writing Achrayas has to ask the Mishchayev. Muchach from the Gemara says the Rishonim that the din of Achrayas Tayyar Sefer is that we assume the Pshitas, even without the Mishchayev saying anything, that he wants Achrayas. And it's in Muki Yosef, in the last line of Baba Basra, in the last line of Get Poshut, Muki Yosef speaks out, he's talking about a case of an Arev, that the halacha is that if someone makes a kinyan, stam kinyan l'ksiva oimid, that if a person makes a kinyan to be mischayev himself ba'arvis, the klal is stam kinyan l'ksiva oimid, and we could go ahead and we could write a shtar, we could go write a shtar. So says the Buki Yosef, but this shtar would only be able to be given from B'nai Chayrin. But it can't be given from Lekuchas. And the Buki Yosef speaks out, even though we know Achrayas Tayyar Sefer, says that Achrayas Tayyar Sefer is only if he makes a kinyan lehed on the Achrayas. So then, we could assume. So then, the shtar, we could assume, has Achrayas. But if all he did was made a kinyan, and he didn't speak out lehed on the Achrayas, so then it's Poshet, says the Muki Yosef, you can't make a Din Achrayas on that. So it seems that the Muki Yosef is arguing on these Rishonim, and he seems to be going with the other tzad, that Rishonim are Shailol, that Rishonim are right from Asugi, not like that, that the whole din of Achrayas to a Sefer is only the Mokim where we know that the Mishchayev wants the Achrayas, and the only time, we could prove from the Shtar, even though there's a Shtar that doesn't say Achrayas, we can assume that there was Achrayas. But we can't, but just because the person is Mishchayev himself, if we know the head, he didn't speak out the Achrayas, it seems from the Muki Yosef, the halacha is that you can't go ahead, we can't go ahead and assume that he wants Achrayas. The Sefer that are writing the Shtar can't go ahead and assume that he wants Achrayas, and they would have to write the Shtar Le'edyo without any Achrayas. So now the Muki Yosef by us, Adav Chesav Beis Adav Yariv, seems to say before, it's like the Rishonim, like the report for the Rashba, the Ritva. So there seems to be a steer from the Mukiyesef from over here, Baba Metzia, to the end of Baba Basra. So the Sma in Siman Lametes, Katan Tezayin, is Oibed on this problem. The Lachar the Mukiyesef is not like the Rishayda Ben Arasugya. And the Sma says that maybe the Mukiyesef is only by an Orif. That by an Orif over there, we don't say Achrayas Tar Sefer. We don't say the whole Achrayas Tar Sefer. The whole umdun of Achrayas Tar Sefer that you have in Arasugya. And unless he speaks Epiferish, we can't assume that he wants Achrayas. The Shach over there, it's Kot Yedal, it says that it's a doichik. It's a doichik to say like the Sma, the Losh of the Mukiyesef, the Smash means he's having Bechlal Yusa. He happens to be talking about an Orev, but when he's done the Noise, it sounds like he's donning Bechlal. And the Shach himself says he's Oibet that there's a steer in the Mukiyesef B'nei Ubei. And he speaks out that Efshar you could say that the whole Mukiyesef is only by a Stam Kinyan. When we say if you tell him to write a shtar, so then, even if you don't speak out the achrayis, we can assume that he wants a full shtar with achrayis. But with, the whole reason why we're writing a shtar is only because he made a kinyan. At stam kinyan, l'ksiba oimed, so then, says the shach, maybe only over the years when the Mukiyesef said his chiddush, that we don't assume that he wants achrayis. That our Gemara is before us, the Rishayda about the standard in our sugyo, that a stam person wants achrayis only when he was betzavid to write a shtar. But when he was only made a kinyan, and from that we see we're at a shtar, maybe that's a weaker oimen adas that he wants the whole full kinyan of achrayas to a sefer. Now the Rambam in Perek Yeches Berusbul Veloive, the Rambam speaks out that this that we have the din of achrayas to a sefer, kapata by shtar milve. And our sugi tzavur, they have a din of achrayas to a sefer. The Rambam says that's only by nechasim that he already had now. That normally when a person makes a shibud, it's chal on the chasim that he has till now. Says the Rambam, on the chasim that he's going to be kaita later, so even though we have a sugya in Baba Basra, of Kufnun Zayin, the sugya of the ikni, that if a person is kaita in the chasim after he made a chayv, afal pikin, if he speaks up in Ferish, the ikni, it could be meshabedit, even though it's a dover shloiba la oilam, it's a first in the sugya over there, that you could go be meshabedit the chasim. It says the Rambam, That's only if you speak out lehedya that you want it. If you don't speak out lehedya, it doesn't help the din of achrayas to a sefer. And the Magen Mishnah over there brings that Rishayna Machaylik. He says that the Rashba, Kufn Zayin, on the base of a Basra, the Rashba brings a Ribagash. That the Ribagash is the first, like the Rambam also, that you have to, that the Ikti doesn't have the din of achrayas to a sefer. Even though a regular achrayas and a chasim had till now, we assume the pshitas that he wants to be Meshabed. That's only the chasim that he already had. Mashaikin and the chasim that he's kainah later on. And that says to Ribagash, like the Shittas HaRambam, it's not Meshubid. But the Rashba argues. And the Rashba says that Lugabi Deikni also, as long as you make a shtar, we assume that he wants to be Meshabid everything, and even the stuff afterwards also is Nichal Neshibud. And it comes out, Lefizeh, what? A big nafkamina Lugabi Shtori Chayva Mucharim. That shtar yichayv amucharim, if a person writes a shtar ma'ucher, it's a first, that it's kosher. So the Gemara, and Gedaf Kufn and Zayin over there, deals with it. And the Gemara says the reason is because of the ikni works, because the ikni is mishtabed. Because if not, every time if a person is ma'acher the chayv, it's going to be kailo, all the things that he bought in between the chayv and the zman of the shtar are also going to go into the shibud. If you make a shibud the ikni, so that doesn't make a difference, because it doesn't make a difference if you write the shtar later, because everything's going to go, anything he's ever going to buy is any going to become a shibud to the chayv. So if you hold that stam achray, that a stam in the middle of the ikni goes in, so then very good, shtar chayv and mucharim, it could be kosher. Masha enkin, if you hold that shtar chayv and mucharim, if you hold it, the ikti is not mishtabed in a meila, so imkain the whole din, the shtar yichayv ha-mucharim as kosher, is going to have to be talking about when you write the feirish in the shtar, the ikti. And the lach mishnah is ma'ir already, that the stimus haram is not mashav like that. The Rambam is to bring down this halacha, that shtar yichayv ha-mucharim is only kosher when you write the feirish the ikti. It's mashma and the Rambam, it's stam is a kosher. Tzorachian. And the tumim, in Siman Kuf Yabez of Kata Beis, is Ma'ayr al-Khayr, and our sugya will be a little mashma, not like the Rambam, will be a little a big smach to the Shitas HaRajba. Because the Gemara in our sugya asks the Kashal Shmuel. The Gemara asks, the Lafi Shmuel that says, Achrayas to a Sefer, L'Khayr, why is he telling them that they have to be, that the Sefer have to be Nimlach, they have to ask the Mishayiv before they Machayiv themselves, before they write the Achrayas of a Shibud? Maybe that it says Shibud Tzarek Limolech is going on, the Ikni. If you're telling me that the ikdi is different than the regular din of achrayas sefer, maybe that's what Shmuel was talking about when he says shibat tzarich limalach. And the Tumim speaks out, it's a doichik to say that shibat tzarich limalach, the Gemara holds, means all the shibud. Can't be talking about a certain shibud. It says the doichik to say that was the Gemara's kasha. But l'chayr, l'fidish rishayin, l'fidish tisarambam that learns this way, l'chayr is going to have to come out to this doichik that the Gemara's kasha understood that shibud is mashma all the shibud. Every type of shibud. Now the Magen Mishnah brings a kasha from a Gemara in Bava Basra of Emdalim and Beis. The Gemara over there says, the Gemara is Dan, Noisa, whether or not if someone's made, if someone sells something to someone, someone sells a para to someone, could he go be made that it wasn't a stolen para? Chayr, it's not negate him anymore. What does he care? So the Gemara is Dan that maybe it makes an afkamida for him that he wants his lekeach, the person that he sold it to, even though he already sold it to the person, so it doesn't make it an afkamida to him whether it gets taken away or not. But maybe it's enough kamina for him that his bal chayiv could come be toyerfit. And the Gemara is done that maybe, even though it's betaltlin, maybe he was meshabed this betaltlin agav karka. So the Gemara over there is done that maybe he wrote the ikni. The Gemara says that even though maybe he didn't have karka b'shas the chayiv, but maybe he's going to be kind of karka later, and he was meshabed it agav the karka with a de ikni. So the Gemara says maybe he said the ikni. So brings about Mishnah Arayo that l'chayir, what is... If we say that the ikdi is Torah Sefer, so why do we have to say Dilma said the ikdi? Automatically, every single star has a de ikdi in it. Why is the Gemara saying Dilma de ikdi Amarle? So the Lacha Mishnah brings over there a teretz that maybe over there, since it's talking about metaltan and you have to be meshabed the metaltan agav karka, so even though you meshabed lehed you all the metaltan agav karka, if you don't speak out lehed you that you also want the ikdi to be meshabed, since metaltan doesn't automatically have a shibud. So therefore, maybe by Betalton, you wouldn't say that the Ikti, whatever you Meshabit from the Betalton, you Meshabit, that the Ikti wouldn't go into the stam of the Achrayas Torah Sefer. Even the Fida Rashba that holds that normally the Ikti does go in. But the Betalton, since Betalton, you need a special type of Shibud, maybe that wouldn't go into Achrayas Torah Sefer. And there's a Shach, it's Simon Kufya Beis, I've got an Aleph, and the Shach says, he brings this Machlekes Rishonim, these two deists, whether or not the Ikti has Achrayas Torah Sefer or not. And the Shach says that he wants to be Machriya. He wants to be machriya in between these two rishonim, and he says, "I'll pee what we spoke at before from the rishonim." He says that there's two dargas in achrayas Torah Sefer. There's one darga that when we see a shtar, we assume that he was b'shabed himself, and then there's a darga that even if that the sefer himself, even if we know the head he wasn't b'shabed himself, there's an umdana to say that he was b'shabed himself. So the shach says that l'gabi de'ikdi, he says that l'chayu it's cholok, it's going to be cholok these two things. He says l'gabi the halacha to sum vaday the umdana. That when we hear a person being b'shabed himself, automatically the sefer has to assume that he wants also the ikni. He says there's no such svara. There's not such a strong svara to say that, he says, because how this person in a chanami le'shadi inish zuzi b'chdi, and we assume that he wants to make every shiva that he has, but he's not being samech himself on karka that the person didn't buy it. Who said he's going to buy the karka anyhow? So there's no umner gemura that he wants to be b'shabed all karka that the person's ever going to buy. It's enough to say that he's being meshabed whatever karka the person has right now. So that's where the umdana is. But he says, but it's pashut that there's a svara to say that when we see a shtar, it's a very normal thing, it's a very strong svara to say that the person tried to get as much shibud as he could. So therefore, when we see a shtar that doesn't speak out lahedya, that he wasn't meshabed, that doesn't speak out lahedya, he was meshabed the ikti, we could assume from the shtar that he was meshabed the ikti also. And he says, if you look in the Rambam, we don't see in the Rambam that he holds that when we have a shtar b'faneinu, we don't assume that the shiva de ikti. The Rambam is just discussing when we hear the person talking, what do we assume? If he doesn't speak out a favorish, what do we assume? If he doesn't say anything, he doesn't say anything about the ikni, could we assume that he wants to be b'shabed also the ikni or not? The Rambam doesn't ever say that when we see a shtar b'faneinu, when we see a shtar chayiv, that we could assume that there's no de ikni. And he says, l'fizet, it's betorus what we spoke at before about shtar chayiv amuharim. In a chlami, a shtar chayim ma'ocher, we could assume vaday that if the eidim were ma'acher the shtar, they made sure that it was achrayas to ikti, even though it doesn't say mefarsh in the shtar. But the Rambam never says when you see a shtar, you could assume that there's no de'ikti. Of course, the Rambam agrees to the Rishonim that when you see the shtar, of course you assume there's de'ikti. And he says that the Rashba that argues on the Rambam, the Rashba that holds that you could assume, all the Rashba was talking about was in the shtar. Just like the Rambam, there's no machoikis. The Rishonim that hold, like the Rashba, the Rishitas HaRashba, that holds that we assume that there is a chayas ikti, that's only when we have a shtar b'faneinu, we assume vaday that he was b'shabed to the ikti, but it's pashit He says that the Rashi could agree to the Rambam that when we hear a person going and trying to be Meshavet himself and he doesn't speak out the Ikni, we can assume, says the Shach, that he's not being Meshavet the Ikni. And therefore, we are safer that here's such a thing, should write in the Shtar Lehedya that he's not being Meshavet the Ikni. But once we see a Shtar that's written Stoma, of course we could assume, that's what the Raj was saying, we could assume that the Hedya spoke out, B'shasta Alva, that he wanted to be B'shabed at the Ikni. And it says the Shach, if he's at the Beturit Sigabar and Dafman Dalam and Beis in Baba Basra, where the Maga Mishnah asks, you see over there, they have to speak out Lehedya at the Ikni. Says even the Rajma says the Shach could hold, he had to speak out B'fayrus at the Ikni. Says Kosh on the Shach, that's the first in the Maga Mishnah, that the Rajba was bothered by this Gemara. The Maga Mishnah brings down that the Rashba and Daf Kuf and Zayin is bothered by this Gemara, and he says the Gemara is lav dafka. That's what the Gemara means to say. The feet of Shach, there's no kasha from the Gemara Bechlal. So it's clear Gantz Beforish in the Rashba, he doesn't hold like the Shach saying, and the Rashba himself holds that even the stomach of Milsa, when a person is Beshabed himself, we can assume from his that his das is to be Beshabed at the Ikni. But I can put him in the Rambam, that we could say the Shach's Chiddush, to answer the kash of Shtar Chayim Mucharim, that once we have a Shtar Lefaneinu, we can assume that he's Beshabed at the Ikni also. Reb Shmuel has a kasha on the Gemara. He says that he doesn't understand exactly what was the Gemara's kasha. Gemara has the kasha from Achrayis to his Sefer, from a steer from Alva to Mekach HaMemka. He says that L'chayra, by Alva, every single Alva automatically makes a Shibud. Every Alva makes a Shibud. You don't need a star to make the Etzem Shibud. The only reason why I need a star is just to make a Chayl. It's before Shin Esugi and Gittin Daf Chaf and Beis and Rishayim there in Taisvis, that the debt that we need a star makna is only for a star for a kinyan sadeh. When you write a star of a chayiv, in a chayiv maybe a star could create a shibud, but you don't need it by al star alva. The alva itself creates a shibud. You just need a milvah peh is not going from mishubadim. It's no koil, but a milvah makes a shibud, and therefore the star. All we need the star is for a koil. So he says. So therefore, even if you don't write anything in the star, l'chayra meikra din, it should be mishabed. There should be a shibud. Now, it could be that if you don't write the achrayis in the shtar, maybe there'll be a mechila on the shibud. But you don't need a kinyan shtaris over here. You don't need anything b'tzad be'etzem mikayach the shtar to make the shibud. Mashaikin asked Reb Shmuel mekach memkar. L'chayra by a tirfa balchayiv. If someone sells a sada and a balchayiv takes it away, there's no reason why you should have to pay back reimbursed the lekeach. The only reason why he should be reimbursed to the Lekeach is if he's Meshabed himself to do that. So he has to write the Feirush in the Shtar that he's being Meshabed himself. So exactly what's a stira? Why would it be so shver to be Mechalik between a Milva B'Shtar and a Mekach? A Milva B'Shtar, the only tzad to say that there wouldn't be a Chrayis over here if you don't write in the Shtar is that the person, since he didn't write a Chrayis, he's Lehed Yemeichel. But the Stom and the Milso, without any Kinyan, without any writing in the Shtar, it would make a Shibud. Mashaikin the Shtar Mekach Memkar. You need a hedya to be mishabed yourself in the shtar. So it's pashut, it's cholok to two things. It's pashut that, but gabi one, it's very mistavit to say achrayis to a sefer. You don't need it be'etzem the shtar to create the shibud. And in the second, in the shtar mekach memkar, you need a hedya right in the shtar. Because if not, how are you going to create the shibud? So l'chayra, from here, from this kasha, l'chayra be a big smach to the shittas harambam. The Rambam in Perek Yates, Halacha Ches from Hilchos Bechira, the Rambam speaks out. He's talking about both that when a nigzal comes to Lekeach, and he says that this sada that you bought is not really, wasn't the Meicher sada, it was mine, he stole it from me. And both by when a Balchayv comes to Lekeach and takes it away. And now the Lekeach wants to go back to the Meicher. So the Rambam says that if you sell the sada Shloi Ba'achrayis, you don't pay, he doesn't have to pay. And the Rambam explains why. Shetanai Shevavam Kayim. A person is allowed to be mastered by mammon, so therefore, even though l'chayra he should be able to go back to the meicher and take back the money, but since he lahedya wrote that he's not the makabel achrayis, he sold it shleib achrayis, so therefore t'nai shav mammon kain. So the Briska Rav and Hilchos Shchenim is ma'ir on the Rambam that l'chayra very good by sadik zula we understand by sadik zula if I buy a sada from you I give you $1,000 for a sada and then we find that the sada is not yours me ikra din you have to give me back the money. And it would make sense, the Rambam's lashon, that the Rambam speaks out, if I sell it shloi b'achrayis, tonight shemam and kayim, we can make up that even though it's not my sadeh, I can still keep the money. Because me'ikar ha-din, without any grace of chiyuvim, without any speaking out of anything, the halacha should be, you should have to give me back the money. So I could speak out, shetanai shemam and kayim. But as the brisker of, when a bal chayiv is teref a sadeh, so I made a full mechira. I sold you a sadeh. Now there's a din that my bal chayiv, since it was b'shuvah to him, he could come and take away the sadeh from me, from ikan al-abba. Why would there be a svara that automatically there should be achrayis, that the Rambam has to speak out, that in order not to be makabal achrayis, you need a special tonight shemam makayim. As long as I wasn't makabal myself achrayis, I don't have to pay. You don't need any special tnoyim to make yourself putter from achrayis. So the Brisker Rav's machuyach from this Rambam, that even by a bal choyv, the ikar adin would have been to be that you should have to pay achrayis. It's muchach in the Rambam's lashon that the Rambam holds that without a special asna, you're automatically chayv in achrayis when you make your mechira. And lefizeh, l'chayr, l'chayr, the Gemara's kasha is very good. Rav Shmuel's kasha is not shver. Because by a mekach hamemker also, automatically, when I make a mekach hamemker, there's a chiyav achrayis. I don't have to speak out anything in the shtar. But the svara is, if I write a shtar shloi b'achrayis, if you don't say achrayis to the sefer, so it would seem that I you don't want the achrayis. Just like by shtar alva. So it's both one nice, both of them, ikra adin, you don't need any shtar to be mechayiv you in the achrayis. Ikra adin, both the halva is mechayiv the achrayis, and both the mekach hamemker is mechayiv the chiyav achrayis. And if you don't speak it out in Farish Nishtar, we could assume that you're Meichelet, and that's where it comes on the din of Achrayas to a Sefer. Now the Brisker Rav explains what's the beer in this Rambam, and he explains that Alpia Rashi in Pesachim Daflamadam and Beis. Rashi over there is beforeish that even if you hold Bikano Lahaba Ogoy, but it's about Chaykis there in the Gemara Abaya and Rava, when Abal Chayv's Tayyar Fasad at Meshubatim, is he being Goybe? Just he has a Schus Bikano Lahaba, that's what Rava holds, or Abaya. Abai holds that no, he already has a schus already to take it away the mafreya. He already has something what in the sada the mafreya. So Rashi explains that even if he rova that it's bekan al abal goyve, Rashi explains that the lumness of the tirfa, how can I take away the sada for someone else's choyv? So Rashi explains that the lumness of the tirfa is that somewhat the mechira was a chal. Rashi calls it it's a inner bershutzai. Now it's posh that Rashi doesn't mean that the whole mekach bottle of mafreya that was never a good mechira. It's posh that there was a mechira chal. Somewhat, the Mekach, from now on, the Mekach has a bittel in it. It's not stam that he's coming and being tired of my sada. There's a bittel in the Mekach, akaponim klapi mekanel abah, that now the Mekach that you gave me becomes bittel, and therefore says the Brisker Rav, it's poshet that the moish should have to go back. It's poshet that the moish go back to the Lekeach Medina, just like when you sell a sada that's not yours, a stolen sada, it's poshet that Medina, you have to give back the money to the Lekeach. What if when there's a turfus balchayiv, even though there is a chavoyis Mekach, but when the Lekeach comes in and is tired of the Sadeh, that's Mevatel the Mekach, HaKaponim Klapi Mekano Labo, and there's a Bittel in the Mekach, in the Ikra Mekach, and therefore, says the Brisker Rav, Mi Ikra Din, you have to give back the money. Now if you look in Avi Ezri, in Perek Yilches, on Halacha Alf, Halachas Milva Veloive, he explains a different Pshan Nachrais. And Lechoyer, you could explain the Rambam, Alpi his Pshat also. He says that automatically, when someone makes a Mekach, I'm taking money from you and I'm giving you a sada. Automatically, nichlal on that is that I have to give you the sada loilamim, the chalutim. I have to give you the sada forever. Now that's pashut, of course. If I sell you a sada, then a nar comes and shaitif the sada. That's nothing to do with me not giving it to you forever. I gave it to you forever and then a nar came and was shaitif it. But when mitzad the meicher, the sada gets taken away from you because of a balchayv of the meicher came, a malve of the meicher came and took away the sada from the lekeach, says Reb Shach that automatically nichal my mekach that I have to give you the sada forever and therefore I'm nischayev automatically to give you back that sada or to give you money instead of that sada. So therefore there's automatic chiyev when every time someone sells something to somebody, he takes money and he gives you the sada, nichal and that is automatically nischayevus to give you the sada loilamim, and if not, if for some reason it doesn't stay for you forever, I automatically have to give you something b'tmurasai. I have to give you money instead of that sada. So it could be that he doesn't speak it out in the Rambam, Reb Shach, but this would also be a pshat in the Rambam. Why the Rambam holds that mi'ikar adin is a chiyav achrayis, and you need to have a special tnai of b'mam kayim to be mevatel this achrayis. And on nafkamina, between these two lamdasin in the chiyav achrayis, if we say like the Brisker Rav, that there's a bittel in the ikar tchidas hamekach, and therefore the money of the mekach goes back, or we say like Reb Shach, that nichal in the mekach is a schaivos to keep the mekach by you forever, that mitzan mi, I have to make sure that the mekach's by you forever, is the nafkamita. What happens if b'shas the tirfas ha-balchoy, b'shas when the balchoy comes and takes away the sada goes up or the sada goes down. The sada is not worth the same price. Now, l'chayr l'fida b'skarov doesn't make a difference. It's a bittel in the mekach. You have to give back the money. It's like a sada gzula, l'chayr it's poshit, that you, the chiyav achrayis is to give back the money, how it is, b'shas, how much money gave you. However much money gave you, that's how much you have to give back. So therefore, l'chayr, the feeder brisker of its pashit, you have to give back the money, how much money you took for the sadeh. Mashiach Reb Shach, it's mistavra to say that the chiyav achrayis would be how much it is now worth, how much it's worth now, because the chiyav achrayis is just to make sure the sadeh is there for you, by you forever. So when the Baal Chayv took away the sadeh, I have to make sure that that sadeh stays by you, or give you money instead of that sadeh, to be able to be mekayim the mekach. And if you look at the brisker of, at the end of the shtickle, he asks that the Maga Mishnah on Perek Chav, hey, halacha zayin, milchus ma'al v'loiv, it's befurish, that it's tully in the shas of the tirfo. Tully in how much it's worth b'shas the tirfo. The Biskarov brings ayin b'mishnol melech and perek chav alav b'chismon v'loy that this cholkim b'diktsais about it. But the Biskarov is ma'oyre l'fi his havana in the chiyav achrayis, the chayot shouldn't come out like this. Mashiach l'fi Reb Shach, that's Reb Shach speaks out over there in the shtickle that avad works out very well with this shittas hamagim mishnah. That will chayot be a nafkamina between the two svaras and achrayis. Now there's a big kasha on the brisker of Havana from a sugi ksubas daf tzadi beis. The sugi ksubas tzadi beis is talking about a case where someone buys a sada b'achrayis, and the meicher dies. So the halacha is, so even if the dodo lekeach didn't yet pay for the sada, he has to go and pay the yarsha for the sada, because he owes the meicher money for the sada. But afal pikein, he can't get, if a baal chayv comes and takes away the sada, even before he paid for it, he has to pay the sadeh, but he doesn't get the achrayis from the yisayimim. Because the yisayimim could say, we're not mechayiv for a chayiv of our father. Yisayimim aren't mechayiv to pay up the chayiv of the father. By shaking the chayiv, he's chayiv to the father, he's mechayiv to pay. So the kasha is, l'fida b'skarav, l'chayra, the halacha should be, they should be able to keep the money. If the whole chayiv of achrayis is a bittel on the mekach, and therefore, he's not chayiv at the be'ah sadeh, l'chayra, he should be able to keep the money. Ayin Shem in the Gemara, there's a few different nekudas in that sugi over there that maybe Al-Pizeh, you could say that it's cholok from a regular chiyav achrayis. Ayin Shem, but the Pashas HaGemara and the Afsadi basic Ksubas is a chayra, not like the Brisker Rav Zavano in the chiyav achrayis. Now in the Etzeb Kasha for Reb Shmuel, the Reb Shmuel was this Kasha, the Gemara, that L'chayra there would be a makam l'chalik between Alva and Mekach HaMemkar, that L'chayra and Alva, it's mi'ikra din in Mekach HaMemkar, L'chayra the chiyav achrayis is only a new ischaivus. The etzem svara of Reb Shmuel is a first in a Rajba. Reb Shmuel himself brings in a Rajba kedushin after Gimel and Beis. Over there, the Gemara brings down the sheet of Shibuda Labdai Raisa. And Rashi in the Ramasa Labdai Raisa, Rashi speaks out that's only if you weren't Meshavi yourself with a shtar. About it, Poshit, if you make a shtar, says Rashi, then it's Poshit that the Shibuda will be their Raisa. The Ari Shainim over there to argue. Rishonim over there, the Rajva, the Ritva, they break down that there's a tzad to say that if you hold Shibud Lev, the Raisa, Bichlal, there can't be any Shibud, even if you Meshabi yourself a Farish. But Rashi Shita is that if you Meshabi yourself a Farish in the Shtar, if you make a Shibud in the Shtar, even if you hold Shibud Lev, the Raisa, still the halacha is that the Karkois become a Shubid, and you could be graven from Lukuches and from Yisim. So the Rajva asks that if you hold Achrayis Tar Sefer, ask the Rajva that Luchayra, we should say every single shtar chayiv automatically is going to have a shibud in deraisa, even if you don't write the feirish in the shtar. Achrayis is tar sefer. So ask the Rajba l'chayra, how does it ever negate a whole machlekes shibud alav deraisa and deraisa l'fi Rashi? Because always, when every time you have a shtar, any normal case of a shtar of a halva, when you write a shtar, automatically it's going to be shibud in deraisa. So says the Rajba that no, that we have achrayis tar sefer is not over here. Since over here you have to create the whole shibud idei the shtar, so over here you don't say achrayis tar sefer, and the Rajba ends up with Tzarech Ian. Rajba's topic about this svar. So you see from the Rajba, Lemaisa, Reb Shmuel was just asking a kasha on the Gemara's kasha that you could be mechalik. But you see from the Rajba, Lemaisa, the Rajba's decided to say that you can't be meshabed yourself with Achrayis Tar Sefer. Achrayis Tar Sefer is only to help if anyhow there's a Shibud here, so we can assume that that's what happened. The shtar, we don't see the head in the shtar that he said the head you're not. He said that Lahedi didn't want the Achrayis. But But we can assume that there's Achrayis. So L'chayra, it's fair, first of all, we just brought down before that the Rashba holds that the Ikni, L'chayra, has Achrayis to Sefer. And L'chayra, the Ikni needs a Shibit in the Shtar. The Alva itself can't be Meshabit in the Ikni. L'chayra, you need to make Pashtas, you need to have a Shibit of a Shtar. And Huad Din, we'll see on the Gemara on the Beis, Pashtas to Rishonim hold that by Zela, even the Chiv of Shvach, also, the halacha is there's a din of Achrayis to a sefer, and therefore l'chayr over there also how could you buy a sadik zula? There was no mekach b'chlal bishlei by a tirfas balchayv. So we said alumnus from the Abi Ezri from Rab Shach that there could be automatic nichlachi of Achrayis, and maybe that svar could go on shvach also. By a sadik zula l'chayr it's pashit. There was no mekach here b'chlal. The whole thing is a tayus made kara, and all you have to do is give back the money that you got for the sadeh. L'chayr it doesn't make any sense that Medina, there should be a Shibit on the Shvach. The only way to be Meshabit the Shvach, L'chayr, is the idea of Shtar. And L'chayr, if the Rashba is saying that you can't make a Shibit idea Shtar, idea the Din of Achrayis to a Sefer, in order to make a Shibit idea with a Shtar, you have to write Lehevya in the Shtar that you want to make a Shibit. L'chayr, it would be very schwer how to learn these sugyas. Ayin Reb Shach speaks about this over there in Parak Yuches, Halacha Alfred, Chesbal Veloive. Reb Shmuel wants to say that maybe in a Chanami, that's why the Rashba says at the end of Tzorach Ion, B'Sachayra, it's very schwer, it doesn't stim with all the sugyas over here. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Ruven Shemach Esad L'Shim B'Achrayis, Ubab Al-Choyb the Ruven, Katar Flaminei. He wants to go and take it away from Shimon, he wants to go and take the Sad away from Shimon, he says that Ruven owed me money. So Dino the Ozal Ruven Mishtoi Dida Bahadei Vloy Mati Amale Labar Vram the Diat, the Amale, the Mafkis Mine, Alai Didi Hodar. He says that since they're going to come and be Tevea for me the money, he's going to be Tevea for me the Achrayis. So I'm the gay over here, I'm also about Din, and therefore I could go to the Din Torah and I could go and fight against you in the Din Torah. And the Ikka the Amri, the second Lashon Ozal, the Fidu Shloi Bachrayis Nami, the Amale, the Nichali, the Havi, the Shimit Harumis Alai. He could say that I don't want Shimon to, even though I'm not going to have to pay him any money, but he's going to be very upset at me for selling him a sada that my Balchayv took away. So therefore, I could go to the Torah and say that maybe the Balchayv is already paid up or any other taina that I could taina against the Balchayv to make that he shouldn't be able to go and be Torah of the sada. The stipler in Kilas Yaakov in Ksubitz in Simon Mem Gimel Ois Hei, he brings from a Ktseis HaChayshin. Ktseis HaChayshin in Simon Kufchav Gimel Sefkatan Aleph and Hilchas Harshah, the Ksais is coming to explain our Rabbanim Melchamis and Rabbi Kabadav Ayin. That over there, the halacha is that even if I may send someone a shliach to go and be goyve my chayiv, a malva wants to go be goyve his chayiv, he can't, he's not by the loyve, so he sends someone else to get it, so he has to make Harshah. So even though he made him a shliach, and Shukheshadim Kamaisai, but Aval Pikain, that shliach has to have a right to be able to take the money. If that shliach doesn't have a right to take the money, even though he's a shliach, Aval Pikin, the loyve could tell him, Lab Bal Dvarm Didi Act. And the stipler brings down from the Ksais HaChayshin that the Bir Advarm is that even though Shluch HaShadim Kamaisai, the shliach is mamish like the Malva himself. But Aval Pikin, the halacha is that the loyve could send him away. Why? Because Kolzman, that the Torah is not negea to you, even though you're mamish like the Malva himself. But since it's not negated to you, b'chahu, you don't care. It's not mal or mired whether or not I pay up this chayv or not. Therefore, you don't have a right to go and be tevim. So the stipler says that l'chayr is a big smach to this chiddush of the Rambam, this chiddush of the Ktseis from Arsugi. He says l'chayr it's poshit that the fact that someone's going to have tarumis on you doesn't make you a baldin. That doesn't make you, it's not as smart to say, I'm a baldin in this entire, because if this person loses the entire, he's going to have tainus on me. Why does that make you a baldin? Says the stipler, it's poshit. The reason why Ruman over here is about din is because it's his chayv. It's his din Torah be'etzem. He's really about din because it's his din Torah. Ruben's coming to be tevea, his chayv that he owes Ruven. He's just going to be tevea from the Sheba Nechassim, from the Nechassim of that he sold Shimon, but it's really Ruben's din Torah. That the Gemara over here has two lashonis, and the Gemara says svaris, why Ruven could be about din, is only because of this problem. Because the Malva could tell Ruven, very nice, it's your chayv, very nice, you're about din. Very nice, you're the one that should be talking here. But Afal Pikain, since it's not negayat you, Bechal, where's it negayat you? I'm going to take a sod away from Shimon. So therefore, I could still tell you, Lav Bal Dvarm Diat. The Gemara is over here just saying, Svaris, why it's negayat to Ruvain. even though right now he's not going to be losing any money because I'm being tired of the son of Rav Shimon, but since it's the Geah, either because of the Achrayas, because he's going to have to pay Achrayas, or because there's a Svara of Tarumis, these Svaras, says the sniper, is just Svaras, why it's the Geah to Reuben. But the reason why he's a Baldin is not because of these Svaras. The reason why he's a Baldin is because he's the Etzim of Baldin, because it's his Alva. And maybe you could say, even who Adin by when there's a nice of a Sadik Zula also, since he sold it to Shimon, and if there would be a nice if someone's coming to tie it to Sadik Stone, also maybe he will be about Dover on this din, Iker Adin. The Gemara is just being nice, if, even though it's, you see from the Gemara holds that that's not enough. You have to also be Negea. So it says the stipend from this Gemara, it's Beforish, Achara Starkarai to the Tzais. And we see from the stipend, Amari the Kavana, Pshan this Gemara. We see from the stipend, the way he understood this Gemara is the Gemara is not explaining why he's about Dover, like you learn Pasha Pshat. It's partial that he's beside the Baldover. The Svar, the Gemara is just explaining why it's the Geah to him, the Torah, that his Din Baldover allows him to go and be Teveya and go and fight against the Malveh, and that the Malveh shouldn't be able to be given as Sodeh. So Taisus by us, in the Vermasel Dino Hu the Asi Ruven, Taisus discusses exactly what's an Afkamino, whether or not Ruven is going to tie in or Shimon tie in. Is any tie in that we would that Ruven can tie in, we would tie in it for Shimon. So Taisus speaks out that don't say it is an afkamino if the Edim are craving to Reuven or Shimon. He says whether the Edim are craving to Reuven or the Edim are craving to Shimon, either way they're going to be puzzled. And he brings the Gemara Makis. The Gemara Makis says that if Edim are carved to the Ariv, they can't go be made for the Loivet, because since if the Loivet doesn't pay, they're going to end up being given from the Ariv. So therefore the craving of the Ariv can't be made for the Loivet also. If you look in the Ritva over here, the Ritva argues on Tesis, and he says that no, there is an afkamina in the case where the Edim are karev to Shimon. If Reuven could be at Baldin, they would be able to be made for Reuven, even though it's the Geah for Shimon. The Ritva says, Aval Pikain, there will be kosher la'edus. If Reuven can't be a Baldin, Shimon's going to have to be the Baldin and the Torah, then they can't be made for Shimon. But once Reuven could come and make the Torah, then they could go and be made for Reuven. And there'll be a sign of community to Shimon that makes no difference. As long as we can look, we can view Reuven as the Baldin over there, they would be able to be made. And he asks, what's with the Gemara Makkos? Taisus brings a riot from a Gemara Makkos. The Ritza says that the Gemara Makkos is different. He says, but the Ariv is Meshabed himself, just like a Loive, and therefore the Ariv is automatically a Baldin, and the Loive is Dintayra. Masha'eki, he says, Shimon's not Meshubit to pay any Chayvis. Shimon has no Shibit on himself to pay the Chayvis. The Halacha just says that they could be Tayra from his Sadeh. But since he was never Meshabed, he doesn't have a Shibit himself to pay, therefore he's just an Egeah, he's not about Dover in the Etzim Din Torah of this Halva. And therefore, if Reuven would be able to go and make a Din Torah against the Balchayiv, the Halacha would be that the Kroivim of Shimon could be made. So the Machan Ephraim, and Hilchas Edo Simon Aleph, the Machan Ephraim says that Kroivim to Negea kosher. And he brings that the Ramah in Simon Lamed Zayin Siftes say, brings down Halacha, that if someone wants to be made, if the Kroivim of the Gizbar want to be made for Indian of Tztaka, so the Ramah brings that since Tevis Hano Lab Mamin, even though the Gizbar has a Tevis Hano here, but since it's Lab Mamin, the Halacha is that the Kroivim of the Gizbar could be made. If Tevis Hanah is Mamin, so he brings from a Tshuvas HaRitva, the Ramah is Bukharis from a Tshuvas HaRitva, if Tevis Hanah Mamin, so then it's Mamish the Gizbar's money, they're being made Mamish for the Gizbar, so then the craving of the Gizbar can't be made. But since Tevis Hanah is Eidim Mamin, even though the Gizbar is very negative for him, he has a good Tevis Hanah, he can give it out to who he wants, he's allowed to give out the Tztaka to who he wants, and therefore he has a big Tevis Hanah from whether or not this, and it's very negative for him for the Tztaka, but Aval Pikin before in the Tshuvas HaRitva, that he could be made, and that's how the Ramah Paskes and Simulam and Zayin Sif tests. And the Machan Ephraim explains that the reason is because the Psul Kurva, it's before in the Sugyam of a Basra Kufnun test, that the Psul Kurva is not a Psul of a Chashash Meshaker. The Gemara says even Moshe Aaron apostle. The Psul Kurva is Xerius HaKosov. And therefore, as long as I'm not Kurv to the Etzebal Dover and the Torah, I'm just a Kurv to an Igeya, so I'm not a Kurv to the Torah. The only Svar would be to pass them would be to say that maybe they're lying. Since it's the Igeya for their Kurv, the Svar to lie. But it's a first in the Sugyam of a Basra Kufnun test. That's not the Svar of Kroivim. That's not the Psul of Kroivim. So therefore, it says to Machan Ephraim, that Pasha, the Svar of this Ritva and Shuvis, that calls Mantevis and Oz Einem Amin, there's no problem for the Kroivim of the Gizbar to be made. If you look in the Shach over there in Sivkot, the Simulam and Zayin Sivkot, and you'd argue on the Rama. And he says the Ritva's lab dafka. And he says, a Pasha that you can't be made, Kroivim tel Anegea, cannot be made. And the Machra Fry is with Tam on him. He doesn't understand. He says, it seems that the Shach holds that Kroivim is a Chash Beshaker. Abul Chayra, the Ritva is going with Shitasa. The Ritva that the Machafrayim and the Ramah are bringing is going with Shitasi and Eretz Sugyo. We see from there the Chayiv again, like the Ramah understood in the Ritva that Kroivim Tanegeya is not possible. And for first, like them, the Ritva by us, the Tzarchi and the Machafrayim Chayiv Eretz Tosfos is Chayiv first Shariah, not like the Machafrayim. It's the first Shariah to the Shach. Chayiv, you have to say that the Machafrayim understood that someone that you be Torah for Sada from him directly, that's also a Baldin. He's not just, you don't look at him only as a Negeya. He would have the same svara. He would just like be like the Oriv, like the Machra Freiman stands. The Oriv is a Baldin himself. It's not just an Egeya, but he's Beshubid. Can be Tais argued in this Dekuda on the Ritva. And Tais is understood that someone that you've been paired the Sada from him also has a full din Baldin on the Sada. And therefore, maybe the Machra Freiman held that from this Tais wouldn't be a Raya against the svara that he's saying. Tais says another Dafkamina to the case. Tais says that if what happens if Shimon had already said, Ainli Eidim, Ainli Raya. He says, I don't have any Eidim and I don't have a Raya. So the halacha is, it's the first in the Sugya in Sanhedrin, that the halacha is that you can't go ahead and bring any Eidim. Pashut as far as Eidos Baldin, that you don't have any Eidim and you don't have any more Rayas. So therefore, you can't go ahead and bring any Rayas. Now that Reuven's a Baldover, Reuven could go and bring the Eidim and Reuven could go and bring the Rayas. The Shar Mishpat, it's Simon Chof, Sivkot Beis, asks on Tosfos. He says he doesn't understand Pashtus. If at the end of the day Shimon was moided that these Edom aren't true, if Shimon had a Dos Baldin, that's not true. The Chayra, even if Reuven's about Dover, as long as we're discussing Shimon Sada, if you want to take Shimon Sada, Shimon's being moided that these Edom aren't true, and therefore Balchiv should be able to take away Shimon Sada from him. Chayra, even if Reuven could win the Dintaira against the Balchiv, but that shouldn't stop the Balchiv from taking it away from Shimon, but Shimon's moided that these Edom aren't saying the truth. So it's hard to understand how Tosfos could say that I did that Reuven's a Baldin, he should be able to bring an Eidim and therefore save the turf from Shimon. So I heard from Reb Simcha said that any Eidim, any Raya is not a regular Eidos Baldin. It's not, I'm not being moited that all Eidim that come in now aren't saying the truth. I'm not saying that all Raya that I have from now on isn't true. I'm just being there's another Din in Eidos Baldin. Chutz from the Etzim, the regular Eidos Baldin that we know, that I can mevar the Uvda. Ainli Eidim, Ainli Raya, I'm not being mevar anything. I'm not saying any beer on anything. But it is another din that a Baldin has a right in his din Torah to go and establish things with Chayvasa. He could say, I'm not going to be using these Eidim and this Raya. I don't want to be mishtamish these Eidim. And he could be Kaveya, and therefore afterwards he can't go and say, I want to use them. He can establish in his din Torah that he's making this din Torah without using these Rayas, without using these Eidim. And therefore, says the Gemara, very good. Once Reuven's of the Baldaba, Reuven could use these Eidim. And it will work even for Shimon, because these Edom, Shimon was never minded that these Edom aren't saying the truth. He just said that in his entire, he's not going to use them. But once Reuven can make the entire, Reuven can win the entire Alpidi's Edom, Reuven can win the entire Alpidi's Rias, it's possible that Ochayro could work for Shimon also. The Gemara goes on, the Gemara says, V'omer Abai, Reuven Shemachar Sadu L'Shem Shloibach Rais, V'yotzu Olea Sikin, Rashi's Mazma Oyrim, people are coming and saying that the Sadu didn't really belong to Reuven. Actually, Hechsikba, if he didn't yet make Chazoko, Yochalachsoi, Mishay Hechsikba, Inni Yochalachsoi, the Amalei Chaisa the Katu Yisabas Vakabas. Me'emis I have a Chazoko, Mechidai Isha Metzri. And the Gemara brings up the other Lashon, Ikad Amri, Afilu Bachrais, not me, even when if he was Bakabla Chrais, Amalei Achvi Turfach Vashalam Loch. That you could, in a chanami, you have a chrayis, but when the person comes and takes away the sada from you, you could come and take money from me. Till it just because it says, Iron, I'm not giving you back any money. So Rashi explains the Gemara. Rashi seems to learn that it's talking about a regular mekach. The person made a regular mekach. It seems from Rashi that Rashi says it's talking about he didn't pay yet. He didn't yet pay. And then the halacha is that once he makes a chazaka, he can't be chayzer. So Tosfos and the Ramas Acha Hichsibar, Tosfos asks, the L'chayr, it's Pashat. If he didn't give money, if he didn't make a Chazaka yet, he could be Chayzer. And he asked it, and therefore, and it's Pashat, and once he makes a Chazaka, he can't be Chayzer. And he asked, why is the Gemara discussing what's Chazaka? We know already, the Sugya said Baba Basra, exactly what's Chazaka on a Sada, what's not. Why all of a sudden the Gemara is a funny Chazaka of Daesh HaMetzri? So therefore, Tosfos learns a different Pshat in the Sugya. Tosfos learns, he brings from the Riva, that's talking about you made a Kinyan. It's talking about you made a kinyan. And Taisus speaks out, you didn't yet give money. But you made a kinyan, you made a kinyan chalipin. And Taisus learns that afalpikin, until you go and you make this chazaka, doesn't mean a kinyan chazaka. Some type of chazaka that you go and you walk around the sada and you die shametzri, so then there's a smicha stas. Before that, there's no smicha stas, and therefore, if it's yatzav iron, the halacha is you could go and be chayzer. That's how Taisus learns the sugyan. The Rambam also seems to learn similar to Taisus. The Rambam learns that talking about you made a mekach. Rambam learns that if it's yotzel of Urim before the person is b'shtamish in the sada, it's a mekach tais. Rambam says, "Ein lochem mum gadol mizeh," that you bought a sada, that Urim come out on the sada before you get a chance to even use the sada, and somehow daish hametzri, either it's a shtamshus or daish hametzri. It's also once daish hametzri, you don't have the svara of ein lochem mum gadol mizeh. That's the Rambam. In Perek Yutes Halacha Beis Halchas Mechira, that's how the Rambam learns up in our Gemara. The Chazanish in Baba Kamo Simig Gimel Ois Yud Aleph, the Chazanish is this Kasha L'Chayra. Who said that these Ayurim? How can you say that it's a Mekach Tois Idei the Ayurim? Who said that these Ayurim were there B'Shas the Mekach? Maybe after the Mekach, they decided to make up a stories and say that this Sada doesn't belong to you. Ask the Chazanish, how could you come along and tie it to the Mekach Tois? Unless we know somehow that these people are already making trouble before the Mekach. He says, a feet taste is not shver. A feet taste is talking about you didn't yet pay. And there's a svar in the Das B'nei Adam that he wasn't going to Das in the Mekach yet. But the way the Rabbi seems to say it's a Dib Mekach taste, as the Chazrish Mekach taste, that the Oyrim were there already B'shas the Mekach, that we could not over here a svar on Mekach taste. Now there's a fourth Shita. So far we have three Shitas. We have Shitas Rashi, Taisvis. Now we had the Rambam that went a little different than Taisvis. We did Mekach Tois. There's a fourth Shita. And that, the Shita of Mekabatis brings a Rivid. And the Muki Yosef and Baba Kama, and the Sugya over there in the Gemara, Daf Ches, brings a Shemar Ma. That's talking about that this Tzvar of Daesh and Metzi is talking about there was Oirim. And Be'etzem, you could be Chayzer from the Mekach because of the Oirim. Pashtis, because of the Shita, like the Shita Rambam, that it's a Mekach Tois. If Oirim Ayetz and Asada is a Mekach Tois. The Svar of Daesh HaMetri means that if you heard about the Urim and you went ahead and you were Daesh HaMetri, it's Muchach that you don't care about it. It's Muchach that you don't care. You don't care about the fact that there's Urim. So Lefi, it comes out of Nafmin Ladina, Lefi, Rashi, Taisus, and the Rambam, Lefi them, the Daesh HaMetri is, even if you didn't hear about the Urim, once you're Daesh HaMetri, you don't have the Svar. You don't have the svar anymore of Mekach Tois. Mashe Enkein, the Mekiyesim Shem Neremah, the whole Daesh HaMetri, just to show that you're Mevater on the Urim. Now, in the svar of the Gemara, on the base where the Gemara speaks out, that there's a Lashon, the first Lashon holds is Tavka Shlei Bachrayis. Mashman, the first Lashon, if it would be Bachrayis, the Lacha is that you would be able to be Chayzer. Tavka by Shlei Bachrayis, that even if Yatzel of Oirin, you can't be Chayzer. So Rashi's Mashma. Rashi, when he explains the second Lashon, Ikka da Ami Afilu Bachrayis Nami, Rashi says, Apagav the Seif Alei Hadar, Ein Yochel Achzvay Shameichem Akav Alav, Demati Amalei Hoyel V'Seifach L'Shalim Ma'ozei Hashtu B'yodi Ha'akvim. So it's Mashma a little from Rashi, that Rashi's Mashma, that the Svar of Bachrayis is, that since anyhow I'm going to get back money later, let me already hold my money now, since I didn't pay yet, so let me hold my money now, because anyhow I'm going to be able to come back. That's what Rashi explains in the second Lashon, that no, right now, pay me my money. And if you have a problem that they end up taking this other way from you, I'll give it back. That's what Rashi explains. So it would seem from Rashi that the svar of the first Lashon Gufa is that since anyhow I'm going to be able to take back the Achrayas, I can hold my money. But if you look at Taisvis, Iksubis, Tafsad, Givam, and Aleph, the Ramasal Ikka, Taisvis has a different svar. Taisvis says that it's Gufa svar in this itself, that when you sell Shloi Bachrayas, so the svar is that you don't care as much. You see, it more makabel achrayas. So therefore, just because it's ayurim, it's not a svar that you can be chayzer from the mekach. Mashiach, if you sell achrayas, we see that a person only gave his money. He's very careful. He doesn't want it. He wants to make sure that he shouldn't have any problems with the sada. So therefore, it's a umdura, it's a svara, that even though there wasn't a tirfa yet, there's no full din achrayas yet, but afalpikin, he can be chayzer from the mekach, since we see in the bechira that he's very careful and he doesn't want to get into any problems with the sada. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara brings a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. What's the halacha if someone sells a sada, and then we find that the sada never belonged to him? He sold him a stolen sada. So Rav says, "Yesh le'boyz, yesh le'shvach." that not only could he take back the original, the money from that Mekach, he could also, any Shvach that he put into the Sada, he could take. And Shmuel says, Bois Yeshloi Shvach Eloi. Shmuel says that he gets back Bois, but he doesn't get back any Shvach. And the Gemara discusses what's Pshat in Shmuel. The Gemara says, the Gemara's dad is a Pshat in Shmuel's Pasha because we don't assume that he wanted the Shvach. He never Pshat himself to Shvach. But what happens if the Therish and the Shtar spoke out Achrayas that he wants Shvach also? The halacha would be get. So the Gemara comes out, no, that is a problem of ribis. Shmuel Shita is that to take back Shvach since the Mekach was a Chal B'chlal, so there's a problem of ribis. Because he gave him money, and he's going to get back more money, so it looks, it's a Mechzik Ribis. So the Machlokes Rishonim had to learn this sugya. Tosfos, in the Rebbe Shmuel, Tosfos says, that's talking about Afilu Kadosh Loi B'Achrayis. And Tosfos is beside what he wrote before Dabat Aleph, that the whole Svar of Shmuel Shita is that by Shtari Bekach Mebkar, there's no Achrayis Tosfos Sefer. Tosfos spoke out over there, it's only if the Bekach was Kachal. If there was a Chaloyitz Bekach, and just there was a Tifus Bal Chayiv, so then we say, the Ovid Yiddish, the Ovid Aral Yoyim, they bought the Karka, Kapodim, called by the Baal Shayim, was a Tayyif. Mashekin says, Tosfos over here, where there's a Sadek Zula, so he did, the Bekach was a Chal B'chal. So if the Bekach's not Chal B'chal, there up there you have the same Svar of like Shadi Zizri Yiddish Bechti, and it's Pashit, that Achrayis is Tosfos Sefer. Therefore, the Sugi is talking about even without any Kabbalah's Achrayis. And the Baal Mor is also the first like Tosfos, the Raivin in the Shita is Chaylik of the Baal Mor, and he says, that calls about Shaloi Hikr, but you have the same Sfaro. It's Pashit, he says that Shmuel has to be talking about Yimakab, that in order to get Mois of Yishmuel, it's Pashit that you have to speak out. You have to speak out Lahed Yadach writes. Because you have the same Sfaro, he says there's no difference between a Sadek Zula and a Sadek of Tervis Balchayv. Saif Dover right now, he could sit on the Sadek and eat Paris, even though Shloika did. But Aval Pikit sits right now, he has a Sadek, he's going to eat Paris. You don't have the Sfaro of Lashadi, Idish, Zuzi, Bechdi. And therefore says the Raven, it's Pashit that the Sugya Be'er is talking about your Makabal Ahed Yacharayis. And the Machlaikis Rabbi Shmuel is, if Stam Achrayis is Koyel Shvach also. If you feed of the Gemara that Shmuel only argues by Stam, the Machlaikis will be if Stam Achrayis is Koyel Shvach. And we pat in the Rambam and Hilchik Zeilav Aveda Perik Tes Halacha Vav brings down the Halacha that automatically by Sadek Zula Achrayis Tos Sefer, and therefore the Rambam says you get even Shvach. Now we paskin not like Shmuel. We paskin Achrayis Tos Sefer by Mekach Memkar. More later on in Tes Vav and Beis Hilchah, so we paskin Achrayis Tos Sefer by Mekach Memkar. But the Rabbit over here speaks out in the Rambam. The Rabbit's maskin the Rambam. That's only on the Karen. That's only on the Mois. Ashegin on the Shvach, so it says the Ravid, then you only can be gave a Shvach when you're Makabal of Feirish Achrayis. That means that the Ravid learned, we brought down from the Ravid learned Aras Sugis talking about your Makabal Achrayis. So even though the Maisa, we don't hold like Shmuel, we hold that Achrayis is Tos Sefer, but he holds that the Maisa Rav that said over here that you get Shvach is only when you save a Feirish Achrayis. Achrayis Tos Sefer only works on the Mois, only on the Gufa Karen, not on the Shvach. And the Magen Mishnah is Betame on the Ravid. He says, what's the Pshat on the Ravid? What's a Svaro? And he says that maybe the Pshat is that once you Makabal Achrayis on the Gufa Karen, even though you don't speak up and Feirish the Shvach, automatically the Shvach's Dichla. The Svaro Umdin is, if you Rav, that the Shvach's Dichla. And that's what's before the Shita B'Shem the Ravid by us. Before that, that's how we learned the Sugya. And what's a Svaro? What's a Svaro? The Magen Mishnah is Betame on the Svaro. What's a Svaro? If you're telling me that this, when you don't write any Achrayis, the Shvach's not Nichal, why, when you write, all of a sudden, when you write the Achrayis, then you can say the Shvach is not Nichl, the Shvach automatically Nichlal on the Eschayvus. So Rav Shach and Avi Ezri over there explains, like what we spoke before, that Achrayis to Sefer, the Raiva could behold, can't make a new Eschayvus. It can't make a new Eschayvus. So Sefer says to Avi Ezri that the Etzim Karen, that you don't need a new Eschayvus for, like we spoke before, the Karen, the money goes back automatically. Masha ain't came by the Shvach. The Shvach, a component by Sadek Zula, it's Pashit, we spoke before, it needs to have new Eschayvus to pay the Shvach. How? Well, why is the person Mechayv to pay the Shvach? And therefore says Rav Shach and Avi Ezri, if you don't write the head, if you write Achrayis in the Shtar, so there could be a Svara that automatically the Shvach is also Nichral in the Achrayis. But if you didn't write the Feirish anything in the Shtar, you just wrote a Shtar Mekach, so says the Rav Shach, the Ravid holds it, that you can't be Mechayv yourself, like we brought from the Rashba, if you give him a base in Kedushin, that you can't be Mechayv yourself with a shtar, idea Achrayis Tos Sefer, in order to make a shtar a schayvus, it has to say it in the shtar. The fetus of Pshach, we could say Pshat, why the Raiv is not Masigur, Mr. Zalman, and Evan also is Ma'ira, that the Raiv in Perik Chav Aleph, Halacha Gimel, Nachas Milva Valeva, the Rambam breaks down the din of Shvach by a Trifas Balchayiv, and the Rambam is that mastic over there, it's only when you befarish lahed you the Achrayis. So for this, you could say that maybe the Achrayis Shvach by a Trifas Balchayiv, like we spoke about, we said the Lomnis of Achrayis for Shach before, earlier on in the Shir, that the Lomnis of Achrayis of a Trifas Balchayiv is that you b'chayiv to keep the Mekach by the Lekeach forever, maybe that's Koyel the Shvach also. So over there, maybe you don't need a Shtar Eschaivis. Maybe only by a Sadik Zula, the Svar is that you need a new Shtar Eschaivis on the Shvach, and that only on Tafko Vadir, the Rivet argues. Now, what in the case of where the Nigzal is being tariffed to Shvach, the Shayan Rishayim, what's the case? So Rashi, in the Bermasal Yeshli Shvach, Rashi's Mazber, Rashi asks, "When Payman Nigzal Yitin Shvach, the halacha is when someone steals a soda from you and he's mashpiach the soda, the halacha is that the Nigzal has to pay him for it. He has to pay him the yitzias. So Rashi's masber that the case is that it's talking about he was gazel the soda when it was bishul bachas. He was got the gazel stole the soda when it was worth much more. There was a lot more things in it. Dech sifa." And the Gazan went and he was mafsid the soda. Now it's worth much less. And now the Lekeach went and put back the soda and he was mashpiach the soda to how it was before. So therefore, when the Nigzal comes and takes it, he says, "Listen, this is the same soda that was stolen from me. Like, no one was mashpiach the soda, and he could take away the whole soda, and the Lekeach go back. Now the nice is, could the Lekeach go back to the Meicher and say, please give me back the money for the Shvach?" So Taisvis. Or Gesetz says a different tariff to Rashi's Kasha. Gesetz says that the Nigzal could be tariff the Shvach. He just has to pay for the Yitzias. What happens for the Shvach? A lot of times the Shvach is more than the Yitzias. And that's the nice of Agamar on the Shvach. On the Shvach, Yeser al Yitziah, that's the nice that could he go back. A Pasha that the Nigzal has to pay the Yitzias. Now the Shaila exactly is, why is Tosfos arguing on Rashi? Why didn't Tosfos say Rashi's case? Why did Tosfos say a new case? So the Maram Shif explains, that was what was bothering Tosfos was the Rishayim's kasha. All the Rishayim come and they argue on Rashi, and they say it's not the din in this case. What does the lekeach have to do? Who cares to the like? Why does the lekeach care what the gazel did to the sada? He could tell the nigzal, this sada was yours. Someone stole it. It was mazikit. It was mafsid. Go be tevei from him. The hefsid. I got the sada. I was mashpiachit. Your sada was worth less when I got it. I was mashpiach the sada. And it could be tevei from him. The yitzias. Who cares that the Gazlan was mafsid the soda? That's all the Rishonim come and argue on Rashi, and there's Machlekes Adina in Sivin Shinai and Gibel Sif Gimel, what they did in this case. And you look in the Groh over there, the Groh says that Rashi himself was chayz, that Rashi later on, in Devar Maschel, but Geizel and Nigzel, Rashi seems to say like the other Rishonim. He says the Lashon of the Goyin is that Rashi was chazar by. So the Rishonim's kasha on Rashi is a very strong kasha, and says the Ram Shif, that's why Tesis didn't hold like Rashi. Didn't hold there's any difference if whether or not the meicher was mafsid the sada. Now, right now, whenever the lekeach got the sada, if he was mashmiach the sada, he has full right to be teveya all the yitzias from the nigzal. Now, the taste at the end says, "Umayri shagaz the reikonis." It's talking about that he stole that when he stole it was reikonis. So says the Ram Shif, what taste doesn't mean dafkun, he stole it reikonis. It makes no difference how he stole it, but taste just means that we don't have to make the deichik of Rashi, and we could say that also after reikonis. That's the Ram Shif speaks out the kavanah of taste. But the Nachas David and the Rishash, they say a different reason why Tosfos argues on Rashi. They say that Tosfos holds that that wouldn't be a problem of ribis in such a case. If you went and you were mafsid the sada, and I re-put in everything into the sada, and now the nigzal is going to be tired of the sada, and he won't come and be tevea back the gazla now. The meicher won't now have to pay all the hefsid. So therefore, it wouldn't be mafsid the ribis if he goes and he pays lekeach back for the shvach. Very moving why he's paying for the shvach, because he would have had been chayiv to pay the nigzal the money that he was mafsid the sada, and now when the lekeach went and put in all that money to be mashpiach the sada, and he made the sada back to how it was, so now that's saving him the hefsid that the nigzal would be tevei for him the money. So it makes sense that he should pay the shvach. It wouldn't be machzik geribis. And the few them they say that says in Achasov it's very good. Taisa speaks out. Umayri ben nigzal reikonis dafk in that case. Because if it wouldn't be Nigzal Rekonis, in the case of Rashi, the sugya wouldn't make sense. There wouldn't be a problem of ribis. Now, Reb Kivega comes to explain what's the pshat of Rashi. The Rishonim Lachayim have a very strong kashas on Rashi. What's the reason for what's the svara of Rashi? So Reb Kivega explains al pi a riff. The riff later on in the Gemara on Tesvav Amin Aleph for the sugya of Shvach, the riff explains that what's the reason why when a Baal Chayv comes and he's teir for sadeh from a lekeach, the halacha is he could take all the shvach. Why doesn't he have to pay the yitzias? And the Rif explains that the reason why he doesn't have to pay back the yitzias to the lekeach, even though the lekeach went and was moitzi mois to be mashpiach lesadeh, the reason why the Baal Chayv could take the whole thing is because when the lekeach was mashpiach lesadeh, he did it at daita de hochi that the meicher would pay him back. He has a chrayas for the meicher. He did it at daita de hochi that the meicher would pay him back for the yitzias. So therefore, he has no right to be teveah from the Baal Chayv. When the Baal Chayv wants to be teveah from the sadeh, he doesn't have any right to be teveah from the Baal Chayv. Because the Baal Chayv could say, you did it at Daita the Hachi, that the Meicher would pay you back the Achrayis if I'm tired of it. So therefore, he has no right to be Tevei the Baal Chayv. So the Shach, it's a Kuftes Vav, Sifkat and Yud, is Ba'ir. Why do we say that by Alikech from a Gazad also? When someone buys a Sadeh from a Gazad, the Halacha is that he could be Tevei the Yitzias. Why over there don't we say that, why could the Nigzal tell him, listen, you bought the Sadeh from this person, anything that you put into the Sadeh, the chayru is at dait nahi, that if someone takes away the sadeh from you, you'll get back your money from the gazan. So Shach explains that since the gazan himself, had the gazan himself been bashpiach the sadeh, the halacha would be, he would be able to be teveya from the migzal all these shiitzias. So ma macharish l'shedi kol chos chushetav v'yadig. The Kehach can say that just like the gazan himself would have been teveya, had a right to be teveya back the sadeh from the meicher, sadeh would be teveya the yitzias from the meicher, from the migzal, who had in me, the Kehach, I also have that right. Therefore, says Reb Kiveger over here, you don't have that svara. If that's the whole answer, like the Shach saying, that really the keach from a gazan when he has achrayas, the halacha is be'etzem, he should be able to, the nigzal should tell him, go to the gazan. You were mighty mois because you were seimech das that you could get back your money from the gazan. So therefore, you can't be teveami. The whole svara was that the gazan himself has a right to be teveah from the nigzal any atias. But over here, that the gazan was mafsid the sadeh, had the gazan himself went and now been mashpiach the sadeh, he would have no right to be teveah from the nigzal anything, because he was mafsid the sadeh, just made it back to how it was before. So therefore, you don't have the svara of amacha rishon l'sheni, and therefore we have back the rif svara that the keach, the nigzal could tell the keach, go back to the gazlan. Go back to him. You have a chrayas from him. You were mighty mice and died to him, and go be tevei the money back from him. Now in this sugya, it's beforeish that you could be mishabed yourself to pay the achrayas shvach, achrayas peiris. The halacha is that a nigzal, a gazlan is mechayev, could be mechayev, when he sells a sadeh to a lekeach, he can be mechayev himself in any shvach and any peiris that grow in the sadeh in the rishus of the lekeach. The Rishayim asks, the Sefer Atrum is brings in Shara Samachdal, the Chelik Alef Simen Beis, brings from Rabban, a kasha on the Shittas HaRambam. The famous Shittas HaRambam, in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Yud Alef, Halacha Tesvav, Halacha Tezayin, that he says that a person can't be Meshabed himself in a Dover She'in like Kitzvah. It's no Smicha Stas, a person can't be Meshabed himself to something that's not a clear-cut amount. He can Meshabed himself $100, but he can't say, I'm going to pay you for Shvach. The Shvach could be, we don't know how much the Shvach could be, we don't know how much the payers could be worth. So there's no such thing as being Meshabi yourself for a dover that doesn't have any kitzvah. So the Rabban asks, it's the first over here that a gazlan could be Meshabi himself, achrayas, on any Shvach. How could he be Meshabi himself? L'chayr, it's a dover she'in like kitzvah. So the Mishnah Malach brings down a teretz that the whole svar of the Ram is only when he's doing it as a matana. But if he's getting paid, over here, the keach's paying him money for the sadeh. When you're taking money for something, then you can be meshabi yourself even on a dover she'in like kitzvah. So the Ksais brings down this kasha and this teretz, and the Ksais asks, that's very good if it's a mekach. But what happens by matana? The Rambam is a first, and Perek Kof Alef Hilchos Milvah Lo Yaveh, that even by matana also, if a Baal Chayv's teiref, the halacha is you have to pay the shvach. How over there, Asik Tzoyitz, over there you don't have the teretz that the Mishnah Malach brings down. L'chayr over there, Asik Tzoyitz, L'chayr to Dovrshein the Kitzvah, and he didn't give any money. So Nesivis, over there in Simen Samach, Sifkat and Gimel, he says that by Baal Chayv, it's not a kasha at all. By a Baal Chayv, any money that the Baal Chayv is taking, it's automatically paying up the Chayv. He's taking it for the Chayv. So there it's Pashut that I can be Meshav myself to pay you back for the sadeh that my malveh is taking up, any money that he's going to take in that shvach, it pays up the chayv of the malveh. So if there it's pashut, there's a svara that I can be mishal myself to pay you for any money that you're going to end up paying the Baal Chayv. The Baal Chayv is getting paid up with this money of the shvach. Over there, the Rishayim didn't have a kasha. The whole kasha of the Ramban was only by a sadeh zula. And by a sadeh zula, we don't find any Rambam that says you can be mishal yourself on a shvach of a matana. Maybe in a chanami, the whole din that you can be mishabi yourself at shvach by sadek zula is only in the case of mekach where you took money, where you have the mishlo malach's teretz that makom that you took money for something. Then you can be mishabi yourself even by a dover she'en like kitzva.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.